The blues guitar legend Buddy Guy once wrote, quote, "Funny thing about the blues, you play them because you got them. But when you play them, you lose them. The blues chase the blues away." For many, that's still as true in the 2020s as it was back in the 1920s. And it's perhaps especially true for 32-year-old Kentuckian Nat Myers. Special correspondent Tom Cachotto has the story for our arts and culture series, Canvas, and a warning that some racial slurs Myers was called are named in this piece.
"Everywhere I've been, somebody's been abused," sings Nat Myers in his song, Yellow Peril. "Never gonna win, some of us are born to lose. Never going to win, some of us are born to lose. Yellow Peril, yellow." The song has what NPR Music deemed a swagger that leaps out of the speaker. It's Nat Myers' reaction to the racism, particularly the anti-Asian hate crimes that he observed during the pandemic lockdown.
"My thing about this song is anything that tries to insert itself and breaks apart what it means to be a minority or person of color in America, we ain't gonna let that happen, you know?"
But Nat Myers' relationship to the blues goes back a long time before that. All the way back to the beginning.
"I had like a pretty archetypical, just like American childhood, I guess, you know. Put my hand at my heart every day, said the pledge, like watch Disney stuff."
The son of a mom from South Korea and a white dad from Indiana, he was raised in a mostly white part of northern Kentucky.
"My parents didn't really kind of instill in me a sense of my own identity in terms of me being Asian. I look at younger pictures of myself, and I look at a kid who really thought he was white."
He speaks of a certain sadness growing up.
I didn't have a very, very happy childhood. I got picked on a lot, you know what I mean? I don't want to use the terminology, but you know, like maybe I should, you know, being called chinky, being called gooky, people's pressing their eyes at you, you know, buck teething at you. It's all real, you know what I mean?
He took solace in skateboarding and the folks he met doing it.
"The people I skated with showed me what true friendship was. And when I started hanging out with these cats, maybe it helped that they were 2 years older than me though, but people stopped bullying me. And skateboarding helped me survive."
Another thing that helped him, poetry.
"You know, I was real young when I didn't know what a poet was, but I wanted to be a poet. Everything in my fiber wanted to be a poet. It's like write about the green grass and the blue skies, you know?"
He loved the classics, Homer and Shakespeare, but nothing nourished his soul like the lyric and musical poetry of the pre-war blues.
"I listened to all these kinds of music when I was growing up, but when I started listening to like old blues and particularly when I think I started getting deep into Patton. Charlie Patton. I think the feeling I'd ever experienced for any music before was dwarfed by the feeling and the emotion I got from listening to that old music. I ever get back, oh my, won't be back." And to me, it's the only kind of stuff I've ever wanted to play.
And play he did, putting his own poetry to music. "My darling, tell me. Meanwhile, he soaked up the works of artists like Furry Lewis, Big Bill Brunzi, and Mississippi's Robert Pettway and Tommy McLennan.
Just in terms of the sheer ferocity of their playing and their singing, Tommy McLennan sounds like he's been smoking unfiltered cigarettes for 80 years and is still able to keep a note. She's a whiskey-headed
woman." But as Myers developed his own craft, he did so in private.
"Playing music was something I did purely to myself and to annoy my roommates, you know. It was something that I kept completely to myself."
It was when he came north to New York City in 2015 to study poetry at the New School that the idea of performance took root.
"What you really discover is how many cats are playing music out here on the streets. Whether it be on the block, you know, whether it be down the subway. I just started looking at them cats and I was just like, what am I doing right now? And I remember just going out on the block. I played for like 10 hours or something like that. I made like maybe $20. But to me back then, I remember that was the first money I'd ever made as a poet. People paid me to do this stuff. Maybe they paid me to keep quiet, you know what I mean? But it was kind of a revelation in terms of like, oh man, this is where the bread's at."
Soon came COVID-19, and like lots of musicians, all he could do was post his work online. That's when this video on Instagram caught the eye and ear of an instant admirer.
"I got this random email one day. It was like, hello, this is Easy Eye Sound, record label owned by Dan Auerbach.
Dan Auerbach is one half of the superstar duo The Black Keys. It sounded like a joke.
I was like, I almost deleted the email.
Fortunately, he returned the email, and soon he was writing songs with noted Nashville songwriter Pat McLaughlin, as well as Dan Auerbach himself, and recording right in Auerbach's Nashville home. The result? His debut album, Yellow Peril. I'll put you in mother's locket. 10 bluesy tracks, he says, that owe an enormous debt to the pre-war artists he so admires. Every day. The songs also perform a key function this music has provided for over a century.
You tweeted in the summer, on the road I'm happy and blue, off the road I'm just blue.
Yeah. I think I'm just a low-down fella all the time, you know what I mean? I'm just a sad person generally. Being by myself is something, it's a crippling kind of loneliness. And when I'm out on the road, life gets so simple. You're just trying to get from A to B in one piece. And when you get from A to B, just making sure that you're in like an energy top enough to be able to do your job, you know?
You say you're not a happy person, but when you perform music and you see that that's making people happy, does that make you happy?
Oh, no doubt. A lot of people say they play music for the fans or they make the music for these people. Like, we do this all for you. I don't abide that because I do this music because, like, literally I'd die if I weren't playing this stuff. And so the fact that I can bring joy to other folks, it's such an impossible thing that I've been given the privilege to do, you know?
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Tom Cachotto in Brooklyn, New York.